United States could somehow be related to it, cooked up to be related to it. That was just the way it was worded in an interview in Playboy magazine's July issue. The CIA had predicted Amin would not die a natural death. He said the CIA will see to that. What blatant flaunting of fascist terrorism. As you know, Debbie has stooped to the all-time low of saying that we glorify Idi Amin and that we receive $65,000 a month in Social Security benefits when we don't get half that from our people here, not even half that. And she goes on to try to set us up to invite us being attacked militarily by saying we are Cuban and Soviet outpost. But have no fear. We are in no danger as long as we have internal unity and solidarity. Take note of all those who want to create friction and go outside of channels. In every people's rally, we have open communications to find fault and give constructive criticism. Remember to be well prepared for testing in the people's rally this evening. Let us go back and get written somewhere on the bond and have it played in the library, the book on Eurocommunism Revisionism, written by Secretary Carrillo of the Spanish Revisionist Communist Party. I read the book and gave you a synopsis. I've been up all night, again tonight, as I have several nights. Please send me any kind of constructive thoughts, but don't bother me with petty little problems, because I've had so little sleep, I can't even remember when I got my last sleep. Yes, I do. Just a moment of it, while I was trying to translate and interpret the television program this evening. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't stay with it. Nonetheless, have a good day. Work heavily, please, for the liberation of our people. They're hanging on our efforts. We hold them in the balance. We can decide how many will live and how many will die in the fascist genocide that is taking place back there. Observers take note of work activity. Several were noted yesterday not to be involved. Our observers are much increased. Please change your pace, because several are due to be brought up in people's rally tonight. Much love. Dress up our properties, take care of them, and put them in good order, as we'll be having visitors frequently and constantly. As I said, I love you very, very much. Attention, attention. Further Tuesday news. Remember People's Rally, and it is essential that you understand the concepts of the class struggle. The brief synopsis I gave of Eurocommunism, long book treatise that I undertook to read, so you can understand revisionism, and that you understand the bourgeoisie and the petty bourgeoisie, the people who think they have really made it in the system. I might advise you to take care to work more productively, because we are, by necessity, with this terrible mounting fascism in USA, where a woman as moderate as the black congresswoman Barbara Jordan has to resign under threat of criminal investigation and smear. That is not run again. Where Andrew Young, who held a congressional seat in an nearly all-black district, receives the insult, or the black community receives the insult, that there is no replacement of a black person, but rather a white person in his seat. Where Senator Edward Brooke, Mr. Uncle Tom, the only black senator in the United States since 1880, is under criminal investigation and has to appear before the Senate Ethics Committee over frame-up and picking out some little irregularity in his statements in a divorce proceeding. That doesn't show you the atrocity, the genocide open against all black people. No matter how much they apologize are conformed to the will and wishes of the ruling class or the elite. And of course, I can go on. Every black official practically now is under investigation and is being smeared. Every black leader, politician, etc. We are most careful because of this vicious neo-fascism that is evident in the United States. So be careful what you say, how you try to goof off, who you plot with, because we do have committees for the defense of the revolution, and we are safeguarding. And we probably, without doubt, know more about you than you think. So let's be careful to build constructively and not talk anarchistically or even lack some socialist substance in your conversations, because we are reading between lines these days. Anyone that does not have something to say about socialism and the plight of racism in the United States is indeed open for review or analysis. We're not arbitrary, but we want to make that utterly clear, unmistakably clear. Anyone who can glorify the United States with all of the imperialist activities it is doing to our black and brown brothers and sisters at home and the mass murder that it's committing abroad would, of course, be in question. News of the midday. Prime Minister Forbes Burnham is still moving about rapidly, supporting the referendum, which he feels is essential to eliminate opposition to socialism in the country. As you know, the referendum brings a new constitution guaranteeing medical care and other social service benefits to all in Guyana. Prime Minister Burnham in the New Nation is taking a decided Soviet slant. The articles are pro-Soviet, even written by some of the best Soviet authors, just for your information. He makes a blistering attack, along with our admired friend Dr. Reed, Ptolemy Reed, the veterinarian who is the head of the People's National Congress and the next most powerful man in the country as Deputy Prime Minister. They make a blistering attack on the news journalists who have no socialist consciousness, who do not have commitment. And he says this commitment must be forthcoming, or there will be measures taken to see that journalists get in the profession that are not pariahs of sensationalism. The referendum will take place July 10. Most democratic process in history, says Dr. Burnham. The guidelines for a new constitution that is relevant to third world and socialist needs. New rights and also responsibilities to carry their fair share of the workload of the country. It ends distinction between town and country. It ends all form of discrimination of sex, race, class, creed, color, and religion, according to Dr. Burnham. Christian leaders in Guyana are criticized for their influencing the masses to try to oppose the measure. But Dr. Burnham was confident of the overall victory of the referendum. He insinuated that Christian leaders were being funded from abroad. We do know that in some of the attacks against us by the class enemy, Debbie, much ado has been made about the referendum bringing this country into a socialist one-party state. Opposition groups to the referendum have filed legal action in the court. However, most opinion feel that the referendum is safe in spite of the lawyers, capitalists, and medical groups, capitalists, because under the new constitution, they will be required to state their fees. Whereas now, common medical practices have it, according to the beautiful lady that visited us, who is on the board, the central board of the People's National Congress, the ruling party of Guyana. Now, doctors will have a practice in some sectors of telling a person on a waiting list that if you come to a private clinic and pay exorbitant prices, I will give you medical care. Otherwise, you'll have to wait for a considerable time that might risk the health. 51 municipal markets are defective, according to the socialist government of Guyana, the PNC. Scales have been tampered with. They will lose their business licenses if they do not continue practicing fair market practices and stop cheating, was the order of Dr. Burnham, Prime Minister. Advice has been given by the Municipal Electrical Supply that there's an overloading of electrical connections and offering of free services of the Municipal People's Nationalized Corporation of Guyana to assist people if they have some problem with electrical wiring that endangers fires in their homes. Low-lying coastal areas in Guyana, there will be high tides till the weekend that make it unsafe for moderate-sized ocean vessels. Person is arrested for carrying in $4,000 in money orders undeclared. Newsmen that came to do stories on us and others had their cameras confiscated. Americans, and their films were removed and the cameras returned, as Guyana is becoming increasingly sensitive to the threat of imperialism. But Dr. Mingo is confident that there will be no invasion by United States at this time, that Guyana's sovereignty and ours is safe because the United States has its hands tied and full with the problems of emerging peoples in Africa who demand to be released from the shackles of slavery. 50 restaurant employees in New Amsterdam are given special back pay because of disadvantages imposed upon them by restaurant owner in that area. Buses transport services to people in outlying agricultural areas. Disciplinary actions have been taken against various business people for unfair practices against the people in Guyana. The mass media in most Caribbean areas, including Guyana, are not responsible nor free in the classic sense, says the Guyana Broadcasting Studios. Freedom does not only mean the right to print what you wish, but responsibility and socialist consciousness to sense the prevailing needs of the people. Trinidad and Tobago labor leaders, worker participation now is being advocated strongly in a rising labor unity in Trinidad that has been known for it is right-wing in orientation. The labor unions, the trade unions of Trinidad and Tobago, are demanding participation in ownership, a socialist concept. Cyrus Vance states that he will help African nations help themselves. Any this is very unclear as to what is being said at this time of the Guyana Broadcasting Studios. He said, of course, that there were conditions, you see. In any event of military assistance, where there is inconsistency with U.S. policies or U.S. interests, Carter will have to intervene. But Carter is urging the restraint of arms in Africa by the nations, of course, seeking liberation. He is forced, whatever his own personal inclination or motivation, to speak the line, the hard line, of the right wing that is prevailing in USA. And this is written by the BBC commentary. Ghana. Guyana Broadcasting Studios praises Ghana for rejecting the U.S. imperialist concept of a Pan-African force. Would find it difficult to involve itself, said Ghana, in a force with non-Africans. Africa is able to take care of itself, said the terse warning from Ghana to the United States. It calls proposal an insult, a racist insult to black people. The leaders of Ghana, who are moderate to right-wing, are the first African leaders to reject the proposal. Thus, it means that there is going to be strong resistance in Africa because most governments are left of center and many outright Marxist-Leninist. Rhodesia or Zimbabwe. Blacks said in assembly for the first time today. There have been no peace for decades. The Guyana Broadcasting Studios made no comment as to any option or any positive optimism about Ian Smith peacefully accepting the Patriotic Front. However, many authorities throughout the world, even the capitalist world, see Ian Smith in the next weeks and months will be forced out of power into resignation, and the Patriotic Liberation Front, with Joshua Nkoma, nationalist, though not Marxist, strongly independent of USA, and his ally, Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, are persevering strongly in an independent course for the brave peoples of Zimbabwe. Joshua Nkoma cries out against U.S. aides who have been involved in what he calls political a torture for political reasons of citizens of Zimbabwe or Rhodesia and their children. He said this has been done on no less than 22 occasions in the month of June. Israelis reject going to Pretoria Theater until it is integrated. This is a very unusual stance, because normally the Israelis have not shown that much interest in the problems of black Africa, but rather more concerned about taking economic advantages for Zionism. They refuse the entertainment group. Of course, that's not necessarily the Israeli government. That's an Israeli cultural entertainment group refuses to go there and appear in a segregated theater. There is a great deal of resistance, popular resistance, left resistance in Israel, but U.S. imperialist press and her lackeys does not carry the fact that many Jewish people do not approve of the neo-fascist regime of Menachem Begin. Thus ends news commentary, Guyana Broadcasting Studios, on Tuesday. Be prepared to increase your work schedule, because this will be reviewed in People's Rally tonight. And also, be sure that we are knowledgeable of the concepts that I mentioned for test time evaluation in People's Rally tonight. Thank you, and I love you very, very deeply.